back. 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, Valerie Richardson, Washington Times national reporter. Hello, Val.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
Doing just fine. I saw your story, Democrats behaving badly. Scandals taint party in a tough election year. What happened last week? I think the dam burst, didn't it? Democrats were getting arrested everywhere.
Yeah, it was really interesting, and most of it happened on Wednesday. And it seemed like, I don't know who knows what was coordinated or what, but that seemed to be the day that arrests were made, charges were filed. The biggest one being Leland Yee, the state senator from California, who was charged with, you name it. I mean, gun running, gun trafficking, corruption, I mean, influence peddling. It was just, you know, the list went on. And apparently he was very involved, they say, in the allegation with a notorious Chinese gangster who goes by the name of Shrimp Boy. So that was just huge. And he, as a result, dropped out of the race for the Democratic nomination for Secretary of State. But he is not resigning his seat, and neither are two other California state senators who are also, one of them has already been convicted of accepting bribes, and the other one is facing charges.
All right, so we have three just in California. And
they're all Democrats, by the way, because, you know, most politicians in California are Democrats at this point.
Yeah. And my favorite, like yours, is Leland Yee. Here's a guy who is attempting to sell missiles and rocket launchers, and yet he is anti-gun, from what I understand, and constantly makes noise about gun control laws. So,
he had an A-plus rating from the Brady campaign.
Yeah, wonder if he's got it now. How about that? And then what I like is the Senate president spoke out and said, that's not what the Senate is about. Wait a minute. It sounds like it is. That's what it's about in California.
Well, it's certainly what a substantial percentage of the Senate is about, apparently. Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, obviously, it was very embarrassing to the Democrats. And, you know, these three lawmakers are all under pressure to just resign and get out of the public eye so we can move on and, you know, get rid of this black eye that we've got.
Yeah.
None of them will resign. And why would they? I mean, you look at it from that aspect, they could be... The Senate could vote to force them out, but, you know, the Senate's reluctant to do that. And so right now they're all basically suspended with pay, so, you know.
Wow.
They're still collecting their paycheck, they're still in office, and there's not, you know, their reputations have been, you know, really run through the mud, but there's not a whole lot of incentive for them to stop getting that paycheck, I guess.
Yeah. And I see where the mayor of Charlotte, he resigned rather than be tossed down on his butt, and he was nailed by the FBI. I talked about him last week. I think he had taken, what, 48 grand in about a three-month period.
Yeah. He was apparently just taking cash at diners and places like that. And that whole thing looked pretty bad. And it was that was a real blow to the Democrats in the sense that he was a real young up-and-comer.
Yeah.
People were, you know, very excited about him. They really thought he had a future in the state of North Carolina. North Carolina, as you know, has been a state that's been kind of in play. I mean, mainly Republican, but you've had some Democratic successes there. And this, you know, that's it for them with him, and so that also came as another very embarrassing kind of black eye on someone who was, you know, a real up and comer.
Yeah. New York Assemblyman William Scarborough, what was his deal?
Then you have New York. I mean, I guess one thing about New York is that, you know, every time I read an article about William Scarborough, it's like, okay, he's kind of the latest guy. So they have their share of scandals in New York, but he's another assemblyman over who decided that, you know, he was going to embark on some influence peddling, and his thing also involved the FBI searching his home and office, and he's, you know, I can't remember if he's actually resigned yet or not. I'm kind of getting all the figures mixed up here, he's another one who was kind of hit hard on Wednesday, and it's funny, when I was writing the story, you know, over the weekend, I was thinking, you know, I feel like I've written this story before, and I looked back and I realized in July I wrote another story that where the headline was something like Democratic Culture of Corruption, but that one was about the sex scandals where Anthony Weiner and Bob Filner, the mayor of San Diego, and then I realized, okay, this is actually a different kind of culture of corruption. We're talking here more influence peddling and bribe taking and that sort of thing. You know, that one was more focused on really the whole sexual misconduct aspect, but But in that sense, I'm thinking, okay, two stories in less than a year with the same, you know, cultural corruption theme. That's kind of not a good year for the Democrats right now.
Yeah. And then I saw in Illinois, federal agents raided the home and office of this guy, Keith Farnham, who's a Democratic representative. And evidently, they were looking for what, child porn?
They feel that they seized his computers. Apparently, they feel like there's child porn on there. And he did step down shortly before they actually conducted the raid. So he apparently knew they were coming. So that kind of, you know, it makes it a little easier for the Democratic Party in Illinois. But, yeah, that one was kind of a different stripe, but pretty bad.
Yeah, and I saw where you mentioned super liberal Rachel Maddow. She was shocked by the sheer number of Democrats going down last week.
Yeah, she actually, you know, she's always very critical of Republicans whenever there's a taint of or a hint of corruption. And you know, to her credit, she finally decided there were just so many of these cases, with Leland Yee being the cherry on top, that, you know, she had to say something, and she did. She had a pretty long segment there, talking about everything that was going on, and you know, saying that, you know, this is days with, if the Democrats have more days like this, that's going to help Republicans. And she's probably right, because the one thing about the scandal that I will point out is that everything that I wrote about today, these are all state and local officials. These aren't members of Congress. These aren't, you know, governors who are also state officials. But in other words, they're like one step down from the top elected officials, and that's probably the only thing right now that the Democrats, you know, have in their favor, is that in a place like Charlotte, obviously that totally changes the Democratic Party, and it's going to be very tough for them. But that's not something that's going to be seen nationwide as being, you know, they have this, you know, this nationwide congressional culture or something like that. If it were to start to hit Congress, you know, then you have more of a national scandal and more of something that might really affect national elections.
Mm-hmm. Now, something, this is just house cleaning before the November election.
Well, you know, it's very interesting how Rush Limbaugh and Michelle Malkin, both conservative commentators, saw all this and both had the same reaction, which was, okay, they're basically trying to clean house early so that none of this is remembered by November.
Yeah.
Because the FBI, as you know, is under the Justice Department, which is run by Obama appointee Eric Holder. You know, this is the Obama administration at some level that's kind of carrying these out. I mean, it is the FBI, which is independent. But nonetheless, you'd think if Democrats wanted this stuff to, be, you know, to disappear, I mean, there might be a way to do it. It would be ethical, obviously. It might be illegal. But the fact that they came out with all of these, you know, raids on Wednesday, you know, that had Rush Limbaugh, for one, saying, you know, this is, you know, they decided let's rip the Band-Aid, let's get it over with now, let's not let it drag out, and so that people won't remember it come November, which is, you know, kind of a cynical view, but you do have to wonder. The timing is not bad right now. It is March. A lot of voters will forget nationwide, like I said, in an individual city like Charlotte. You know, and Leland, you know, he represents San Francisco. I mean, there's no chance the Democrats aren't going to replace him with another, you know, liberal Democrat. So that seat isn't really in danger, and you know, that doesn't really maybe affect the vote in San Francisco. It's just, if it starts spreading statewide in California, let's say, then they could be in some trouble.
Yep. All right, folks, if you haven't read the story, it's in today's Washington Times, Democrats Behaving Badly, Scandals Taint Party in a Tough Election Year. It's by Valerie Richardson. Valerie, thank you. We'll talk again.
Thanks a lot, Andy.
See ya. There she goes. All right, folks. Yeah, you know, it's funny, and Val points out in her column, wasn't it Nancy Pelosi who accused Republicans of creating a culture of corruption? Yeah. Yeah, I think it was. I think it was Nancy Pelosi. All right, it is 1253, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.